morning. This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boomville Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boomville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All ship parties welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at any time and has priority at all times. You can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
KD2AIT.
KA2PLA.
KC2NBU.
Okay, there's three. We'll start at the top with KA2ZZ. Jack, good evening. What's up?
Yeah, good evening, Jeff, Cook, Ray, everybody else on the side. Well, it was a quiet day down here, mostly cloudy. Stayed in the mid-20s pretty much all day. It still is. It's 23 degrees there. Right on the nose, 23.0 at the moment. And we're finally getting a little snow. We didn't have any snow until probably about 2 hours ago. And by the radar, it looks like it might stop for a little while and then start up again. But the next couple of days are supposed to be windy and blustery and so on and so on. We're kind of getting an early winter. 7 feet all around, KA2000.
Okay, Jack, yeah, they're, depends on where you're going to be and how much you're going to get, and, I don't know, we're getting a little bit here, but not as much as I thought we'd have by now, but, anyway, it looks like up there at the Tug Hill, they're going to be getting, getting stocked pretty good. That link affects snow. Alright, thanks for checking in, Jack. We'll catch up with you later. K2VLA, Clint, good evening, what's up?
KD2AIT, good evening, Jeff. This is KA2VLA. Well, we're getting late snow coming down. It's been sun out a little bit today, not too much. But it's been a little snow. They talk about heavy weather across 1,000 acres or center of the country. But I don't see, when you see the toss-ups of it, they've got about 3 to 4 inches. In one place, they got the normal snowfall for the year that's occurred this last week. Now, that certainly isn't very much snow. I did some Christmas shopping. They had them both burned out on the decorations and repaired that. So I haven't put the gun up. That's all done for the year. So we'll say 73. This is KA2VLA. For clear.
Okay, Clint. Well, we'll have to see how much snow we end up getting here this season. Yeah, I got my gun here in the safe, but I gotta get it cleaned up before I put it away here for the season. Something I'm gonna do here by this weekend. Break it down, oil it up, make sure it's all clean, get it put away till spring. Alright, thanks Clint. Thanks for checking in. We'll catch up with you later. KC2MBU, Ray, what's up?
Well, Jeff, we got 17 degrees up on the hill, and it's just like everywhere else, I guess, it's light snow. We'll see what happens tomorrow. Did my DMVs today, and auction in Buffalo this morning, and off to Syracuse tomorrow.
Okay. They have the mobile DMV in Louisville tomorrow, don't they?
Yeah, 10 to 2. But I have to leave. I have to leave at 10 o'clock tomorrow, so I couldn't hang around for that.
No, I was just thinking about it. I got a snowmobile I have to get registered here, and maybe I'll swing down there tomorrow and get that done. Okay, thanks, Ray. Thanks for checking in. Good luck in your travels there. Hopefully get through without too much snow. All right, this is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service. Not looking for checking.
KC2WI.
KC2WI. Pete, good evening. What's up?
We got quite a bit of snow here. It's probably half a foot at least. And it's coming down pretty heavy at times. And I went out this afternoon and pushed in the side of the house at the on the driveway. There isn't much at all because it gets caught by the cedar trees. And I started to scrape it off with my pusher shovel. And was going to maybe run a snowblower and clear off the, you know, by the road and that. And I went down to talk to the guy at the end of the street about fixing my dad's snowblower because I'm so busy. And he said, well, I wouldn't get to it until after Christmas. So I guess I might have to look at it. That's not, I don't think it's any major things, but it's just a time thing. And I talked to him for a while about snowmobiles and whatever, and so I never did get the snowblower out. I decided why bother, wait till it's daylight again and only do it once. So that's the plan, and if it really is a lot of snow, I'm going to just get on a snowmobile and go ride it a little bit. I don't expect it can go too far. I can't go from... Well, I can't go up the official trail from here to Tug Hillside because the trail from the edge is closed until the 16th. I'll go up the road, but I probably head up towards Brenningham or Confusion Flats anyway. So I don't know if I'll go that far. I'll just do my usual jog down to the railroad bed and over to Burdick's Crossing, or maybe I could go all the way to Lyons Falls for lunch or something like that. Other than that, not too much new going on here. KC2WI, yeah, oh wow, I did, or Dan got an email from a guy looking about interest in ham radio, and unfortunately he's over in Taborg, so I called the guy and he told me where he was. I said, well, you can come over to Boonville, but you know, the closest club is Rome, so I guess he'll be going there. Anyway, that's about it, KC2WI.
Okay, Pete. Yeah, I'm looking forward to a little bit of snow here, too. Try out this little snowmobile I got here, see how it does. Just hoping I can get the thing registered. But my friend bought it from some guy in Poland several years ago. It's in 1990. New Safari, and the guy gave him the registration stuff and everything, but he lost because he never figured he would sell it. He just had it up on his property, and he just used it around the place there, and now there's no registration stub or any kind of title or anything, so I'm getting taken in the bill of sale and insurance, and going to wing it, see what they do. We'll see. I have no idea. You get conflicting information when you look on the DMV website about the stuff you need and you don't have, what you do. And a lot of it falls within whoever's there working at the DMV's discretion. So we'll see what they say at the mobile unit tomorrow, and maybe we can get that thing registered. And not that I plan on driving too much on the million trails, but I'd like to take it up to camp, and I don't want to get hassled bringing it up there. So we'll have to see, but I think tomorrow will be a good day to get them sleds out and play around in there for a little bit. So if you do, enjoy. All right, thanks, Pete. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service. Not looking for checking.
Well, I can, this KC2WI, I can tell you, yes, it partly depends on who you get at the DMV, how cooperative they are,
and what they know or are willing to get away with. But generally speaking, if the machine, there's a couple ways to go about it. 1990 is not that old. I had one with a 1973 Elan that I bought from a guy over in Oswego, and he had it for I don't know how many years, but he got it from some business, you know, I don't think it was a dealer, but a shop of some sort. And he gave me a bill of sale, and he gave me the registration, an old registration. He hadn't registered it in years, that was signed over to, I think, the person or the business or, you know, Joe's service or whatever it was, that Joe got it from whoever, you know. I don't know if they got it as a trade or what they did, but whatever. And I basically had the documentation of the owner when it was last registered and the bill of sale from, I think, that company to him, and then the bill of sale to me. And I went to Lavelle and they said, oh, you can't do this, and they threw about a half a dozen forms at me. You gotta fill us out. You gotta get the guy that you bought it from to fill us out. He has to get the guy he bought it from to fill it out. And I said, you gotta be kidding me. This is a 1973 snowmobile, and you know, if you go back that, I don't know when, how, what the date was. The guy could be dead, right, for all we know. Well, that's not our problem. So I went to my family DMV up in Hamilton County, where I know the county clerk because I went to school with her. The problem. They looked it up. They said, this thing is not even in the system. Fill this out. And, you know, whatever. And then I just did another one that had never been registered. And, never had been registered. So, you know, no, of course, it's 1987, so no, if there was a bill of sale, but sometime, of course, that was long gone. The forms you want is an MV-51 and an MV-51B, and one of them is the thing that you fill out, say, you know, I bought this, you know, whatever. And then the other one, you fill it out, and the other guy fills it out, basically, that says, I certify I own this thing, and there is no original proof because whatever reason they want to give, and they sign it. And then you also have the form, the 82, I think it is, that you sign that says, this is what I paid for it, and of course, then you pay the sales tax. So that's probably what you're going to need. And then you're going to pay, you're either going to join the snowmobile club.
Roger, well, I have the one form. I don't know, I'll have to see what I can do. He's out of town right now anyway, but I have the bill of sale anyway. That's the one thing I have, and we'll see what we go from there. And I'm already a member of the snowmobile club, so I already have the voucher. And the insurance I pick up tomorrow, it's cost me like $50 to insure it for the year. And, that's all I have on it, and we'll see what they say, and maybe it'll require a little bit of DMV shopping to get it done, I guess. I don't know. We'll have to see what they have to say. All right. Thanks, Pete. This is KD2 AIT, looking for check-ins. For me, I had to work today, and I got to work tonight. Not much else to report than that, really. All right, this is KD2 AIT. At control for the Black River Valley Service Center. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins? This will be the final call for the Black River Valley Service Center. Any comments, queries, or late check-ins? Hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Center. Return the frequency to radio amateur use. I'd like to thank Jack, Clint, Ray, and Pete for checking in tonight. Say 73 to those listening in. This is KD2 AIT, clear. KD2AIT, good evening, Mark. No traffic.
KD2AIT, Jeff, thank you for checking in. And one out.
KC2MVU, good evening, no traffic.
KC2MVU, Ray, anyone else?
Sue, KC2KOJ, correct, I'll make this a final call.